It is time that we stop studying the Bible. Now, who among us would ever say this? It's absurd. Borderline blasphemous. Check that. It sounds full-on blasphemous. Yet here I am, a professor of biblical studies at an Assemblies of God school, saying maybe you should stop studying the Bible for a little while. See, I think our studying of the Bible may be part of the problem in our churches and ministries. When we study, we zoom in, focus intently, and examine with great care the minutiae of a passage. Depending on your exegetical starting points, you may get really excited about a paraphrastic Greek construction used by Luke, a ridiculous run-on sentence from Paul, maybe a recent archaeological discovery of a Second Temple period rock quarry. Or maybe you just pray and the Holy Spirit downloads a whole new understanding of three obscure words yanked out of context from a verse buried somewhere in the Minor Prophets that shockingly lets you preach whatever it is that you want to preach about any given Sunday's topic. What could be wrong with these kinds of study moments? Maybe nothing. Maybe everything. There is a circular paradox that plagues every reading of any text, including the Bible. You cannot understand a passage without understanding the small parts that impart meaning, the words, idioms, phrases, syntax, historical and cultural backgrounds, and a lot of other things like that. But the parts don't make any sense if you don't see the overarching whole, which gives us a sense of reading virtues, lexical ranges, and thematic emphases. This is true for paragraphs, discourse sections, books, testaments, and the canon as a whole. Our Pentecostal tendency to read very literalistically and in very shockingly small packets of text may be contributing to the tendency of our preaching to be narrow, shallow, self-helpish, faddish, and overly pragmatic on how you can always succeed, dominate, and prosper. Which apparently doesn't really need Jesus, if the nature of our sermons are any indication, since we can go weeks without even tipping our cap to the eternal Word of God while we are somehow supposedly preaching the Word of God. What is the solution? Read the Bible. Seriously, read the Bible. Read it in sustained chunks to see the redemptive arc of Scripture, to feel the building power of God's mission to reconcile all of creation through the inexplicable miracle of the cross. You cannot understand why the issue of meats offered to idols in 1 Corinthians even matters if you do not understand the radical nature of Christ's redemption in a world infested with demonic claims to deity, seeking to ensnare people. Or why Paul was so angry about a bunch of circumcised Gentile Christians without understanding what it all meant in light of God's covenant with Abraham. The little parts make sense when seen in the progressive unfolding light of the radical love of God that seeks to restore all that sin robbed from us, His image bearers. I am convinced that our preaching, teaching, hermeneutics, counseling, leading, and social engagement will all be deepened and enriched by simply reading the Bible in a way that the grand redemptive narrative, focused on Jesus, is not only seen but felt as we read the entirety of God's Word as one great overarching context. So, I guess I'm not really saying stop studying the Bible, but start living in the big blocks of Scripture so you can see how it all fits together better. May I recommend a 90-day reading plan? You'll read enough to see the narrative unfold and observe great overarching themes of redemption, but not get bogged down in any difficult passage too long to slow down your progress.